Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Warning! The roof's on fire! You're about to experience the most high-octane pedal-to-the-metal controversial show of your life. Please buckle up and hold on tightly. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, with America's favorite conservative rock star, direct from the entertainment capital of the world, Las Vegas. What time is it? It's time for war! Here's your host, 100% raw truth, 100% American made, the warrior, Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, welcome to the show. The root's on fire. The country's on fire. This country's one big crap hole dumpster fire. And now we've got mass murderers walking around killing children. And the Democrat Party's blaming us. This is just more of the same. What did Saul Alinsky, that communist mother trucker, say? Whose book was dedicated to the devil, Lucifer? Look in the mirror, whatever you see, blame the other guy. They're the murderers, and they're blaming us. Everything they've done has created a society filled with murder. They're worrying about one kid who walks into a school, and I'm worried about it too. If Democrats had their way, they'd defund the police. There'd be no policemen to stop this kid. He would have just kept shooting every kid in every classroom. But thank God we still have great police officers with guns. Good guys with guns are what stop bad guys with guns. And so that border agent from an elite SWAT squad of the border agency walked in the school with no backup and shot the kid dead. Who was the crazed, mentally ill mass murderer? Thank God for good guys with a gun. Thank God for police and law enforcement. Thank God for smart people with guns. So I made a list of all my responses to this shooting, which is, you know, there's no argument, there's no debate. Horrible. 19 children, I'm sure the death toll is going to go up. Soon we'll hear it's 20, 21, 22. Lots of kids are badly injured, they might die. It's horrible. But all these killings happen again and again in gun-free zones. And I've argued for, I don't know, at least 10 years. I don't even know how long we've had gun-free zones. If we've had them for 10 years, I've been arguing for 10 years. If we've had them for 15 years, I've been arguing for 15 years. That gun-free zones are the biggest mistake in the history of the world. That every mass killing just happens to happen in a gun-free zone. 99 out of 100 mass killings happen in gun-free zones. Because a gun-free zone is like an advertisement. Like a Vegas neon sign blinking in red. Come in and kill us. Come in and kill us. Come in and kill us. Because we're unarmed. We're helpless. We can do nothing to stop you. I would think you'd have to have signs. If you want to stop this nonsense, there should be signs outside schools that say, if you come in, we will shoot you dead. Don't step in this school unless you have a reason to, or we will shoot you dead. They should be shoot-you-dead zones. And then this would stop. Everybody chooses schools and churches and shopping centers because they're all gun-free zones. There's no one there to stop them. That's the story. It's got nothing to do with some freaked-out, freaky, mentally ill nut job that is embarrassed because he has lousy clothes and people making fun of him for having bad clothes and he's got a mother that's a piece of garbage. That's not my fault. Can you imagine using this to blame the Republican Party? By the way, do you know why this didn't turn into a giant blame all white people? Because he's not white. He's Hispanic. That's the only reason this wasn't a blame the white race event. Because, of course, you know, we know there are times where crazy, mentally ill white guys who are nut jobs walk into stores and kill people in a mass shooting. And that keeps coming up, and Democrats keep blaming all white people. And, you know, this time it wasn't a white guy, but I keep saying, what about all the individual instances of African Americans Not all black people are bad. No one's saying all black people are bad. I believe 98% of black people are good. But in every big city, 2% are just drug dealers and drug users and carrying automatic weapons and shooting each other up for reasons of drug crimes. And they're killing each other. So, you know, it doesn't matter if one person kills 20 people in a mass killing and he happens to be white, or there are 20 killings every weekend in Chicago and all 20 are 20 individual black criminals shooting dead 20 individual black victims. What's the difference? But the Democrat Party ignores that there are thousands and thousands and thousands of black people getting killed by other black people, and also white people being killed by black people. All across America, in big cities, in a massive crime wave. And that doesn't matter, it's being, excuse the pun, whitewashed by the liberal media in favor of the few instances, and we don't want any of them, obviously. They're terrible, obviously. They're awful, obviously. They make me sick, obviously. But every once in a while, once every 3 weeks, once every 3 months, there's a terrible mass shooting. And it seems most of the time it's a white guy, but not always. There was some mass shooting recently with a black guy. Wasn't that the parade in Wisconsin? It wasn't a mass shooting. It was a mass runover event. But it was a black guy from BLM that ran over a bunch of white people. And then this kid's an Hispanic kid. Why do we even care about the race of a mass shooter? Why should that even come up? I wouldn't bring it up. Except the Democrats are like praying to whatever god they believe in, probably the vaccine needle. That's their god. The vaccine needle. They're praying to the COVID vaccine that every mass shooter is white so they can blame the white race and scream that white people are all evil and see critical race theory is correct. It's disgusting. I mean, do I sit around praying that every killer is black so I can say all black people are bad? Because I don't believe all black people are bad. And I've never blamed the black race for one individual black killer. Why do we blame the entire race of white people for every white killer? Well, we don't, but Democrats do, liberals do, communists do, evil scumbag communists do, i.e. Democrats. But here's my list of thoughts yesterday as I more and more of the news poured in about this terrible event in Texas. Number one, gun-free zones are the problem, not guns. Number two, a gun stopped it, and no one wants to see the glasses half full versus half empty. A gun stopped it, actually not just a gun, but a cop with a gun, a law enforcement person with a gun, stopped it, a brave law enforcement. So that brings up defund the police. Remember, Democrats are the ones who want to defund the police. I'm the one who keeps saying police are the most wonderful, brave heroes in the world. We don't want to defund them. We want to give them more money and hire more of them. And then this stuff wouldn't happen. Number three, gun control does not work. That was the third thing I jotted down. Name every city in America with the highest murder rates, and they all have one thing in common, strict gun control. It doesn't work. And everybody, I've heard everybody talking the last day about Chicago and how the gun control doesn't work. It's the most out-of-control, violent city anywhere. But I don't think Chicago is any different, for the most part, than Detroit, Baltimore, New York, L.A. The crime is out of control in so many cities in this country. Did I say Baltimore? Baltimore's horrible. Baltimore, Detroit, Chicago, L.A., New York, San Francisco has out-of-control crime. All of them do. They all have strict gun control. That's what they have in common. And they all have gun-free zones. Number four, I'm never going to give up my gun. So quit arguing about it, Democrats. Quit telling me you're going to do it. You're not going to do it. You're never going to do it. You can't do it because we're never giving up our guns. We will never give up our guns unless, as Charlton Heston said once, from our cold, dead hands. You're going to have to murder us to take our guns away. And every time a madman with mental illness commits a mass murder out of the blue, a terrible mass murder, and I don't care if he mass murders white people or black people or American Indians or women or children, whatever it is, it's horrible. Doesn't matter. They're all victims. It's not better to kill a white man than five children or five black people. Stop worrying about the kind of victim. They're all victims. It's all horrible. And stop worrying about the color of the shooter. It doesn't matter. They're all mentally ill. The problem is mental illness and gun-free zones and not enough cops. And there should be policemen in front of schools. Those are the answers, not the gun. We're never going to give up our guns because some mentally ill nutjob commits a crime somewhere. What's that got to do with all the good guys with guns? Nothing. Number five, we need more good guys with guns. We got to arm teachers. Number six, instead of spending $40 billion on weapons to Ukraine, who I don't give a flying F about, and I don't know how the American people have been guilted into wanting to give away literally tens of billions of dollars to a strange country that's the most corrupt country in the world, that's filled with neo-Nazis, and is stealing all the money, and it's never going to any good use. It's all being stolen by America's politicians, almost all Democrats, and by Ukrainian politicians. It's being divvied up once it gets to Ukraine. But instead of spending $40 billion wasting it on Ukraine, we should have spent it on putting a school policeman in every school in America, and maybe, just maybe, that shooter would have been stopped before he got off one shot. Number seven, who wants to defund the police? The Democrat Party. Defunding the police is pretty darn stupid, isn't it? Wow. Number eight, enforce the laws we've got. Don't worry about guns. Just put bad guys in prison so they don't get out immediately in a carousel, in and out and in and out. 20 crimes, 30 crimes, and they're still out to kill someone else. Put them in jail and put them away and put them in prison. And last but not least, death penalty. We don't need less death penalty. We need more death penalty. And instead of trying to pass laws to control guns, let's pass a law that anyone who murders two or more people, and you can argue or quibble with the amount, maybe it's three or more, maybe it's four or more, maybe it's five or more, but anyone who commits multiple murder or mass murder will get the death penalty. And we're going to waive all appeals. You will have a trial. If found guilty, we proceed to death penalty immediately. And forget the arguments over the stupid, you know, is the drug painful? Is the drug we shoot in their arm making them squeal in pain? Does it work? Is it giving them a heart attack? No. Let's have firing squads. That's really simple. Or let's hang them in a town square. We need a death penalty. We need it to be carried out the second the trial is over and you're found guilty. If you kill two or more people, that's called mass murder, and we give you the death penalty tomorrow morning. That will solve the problem. Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot for my great friends John and Chelsea Jubilee of Energized Health. Energized Health changed my life. I lost 25 pounds of fat, including the dangerous inner body visceral fat, and gained 10 pounds of muscle in only 88 days. Now, 18 months later, I look and feel fantastic. I'll be on this program for life because it's simple and easy. Go now to EnergizedHealth.com. That's EnergizedHealth.com. Click on the red button and watch the masterclass video. Then book a call with one of their amazing coaches. Their coaches are real people, just like you and me. There's zero pressure. They'll share what they do and see if it makes sense for you. Plus, you'll learn how the correct blend of extra and intracellular hydration are the life game changer. Make sure you tell them that Wayne Reese sent you, and you'll get the WAR 40% off Decisive Action discount. Your life will never be the same. Go now to EnergizedHealth.com. That's EnergizedHealth.com.
Mike Lindell loves the radio listeners, and now Mike Lindell and MyPillow are offering you buy one, get one free extravaganza on multiple MyPillow products. Great stuff available right now at very special savings. Buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, six-piece towel sets, roll and go anywhere MyPillows, and so much more. Not just for the adults, but for the kids. I love my roll and go pillows. They're right by my recliner. And of course, I have the bed sheets and more that I use every day. Go to MyPillow.com/radio specials. Use promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175. Don't miss this incredible buy one, get one free extravaganza and get a free copy of Mike Lindell's book. MyPillow.com/radio specials. Promo code USA.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot for SealsAndDealsLV.com. My great buddy of 20 years, John, built this magnificent business here in Las Vegas. It's blown up huge for Vegas consumers, but now they ship nationwide. It's called SealsAndDealsLV because you're practically stealing the merchandise. And now John is moving his warehouse, and everything must go. SealsAndDealsLV.com is having a giant liquidation sale. All inventory is 50 to 80% off retail. You'll get the best price for any product. TVs, furniture for your home, office, or patio, microwave ovens, mattresses, bed
frames, rugs, sofas, sporting goods, treadmills, bikes, automotive parts, desks, chairs, lawnmowers, barbecues, smokers, generators, pianos, baby cribs, refrigerators, wheelchairs. SteelsandDealsLV.com has them all. Liquidation sale, 50 to 80% off. Shop around, get the best prices, then go to SteelsandDealsLV.com, and my buddy John will beat them all. Just go to SteelsandDealsLV.com or call 725-260-3337. SteelsandDealsLV.com. It's like stealing.
Raw and unfiltered.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to GCNTaxCut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. GCNTaxCut.com, GCNTaxCut.com.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. Patricia, excellent herbal formula. I use Extendivite to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Brian, I'm using Extendivite, and for me, it has made a world of difference. God made all these nutrients in the ground. Enough said. Cammie, 5 stars. I feel a lot of energy since I started taking Extendivite. TR, 5 stars. All I can say is Extendivite works. Buy it, try it, and see for yourself. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite. When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
Roots on Fire. Sponsor of this show, and we have a lot of sponsors, and I'm thrilled about that fact. I'm enthusiastic about that fact. They just keep coming out of the woodwork. We got a new one just in the past week, Gold Gate Capital. Great people, and I'm a big fan of them, and they're a big fan of mine, and that's how we get all of our advertisers. They're big fans of the show. Gold Gate Capital is the sponsor of this hour of the show. Has anyone ever given you $15,000 in free silver? Well, then listen up, because I recommend you diversify with physical gold and silver. And the company I recommend is Goldgate Capital. I trust them. I buy from them. Goldgate Capital sells physical gold and silver delivered right to your door, inside your IRA, any of those choices, 100% insured. Hundreds of satisfied clients, A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. If you're among the first 100 calls today and tell them Wade Root sent you, they'll give you up to $15,000 in free silver on your first order. Be among the first 100 callers today. Call now, toll free, 855-770-GOLD, 855-770-GOLD. That's 855-770-GOLD. Be among the first 100 callers today. Tell them Wade sent you up to $15,000 in free silver on your first order. Good people. All right. Let's get down to business here. It seems to be a day we're going to talk about guns, so let's talk about guns, because that's what's in the news, although it scares me. You know, look, I'm not one of these. I'm not, by the way, even though the media loves to call me a conspiracy theorist, I'm just a guy who asks great questions and common sense questions that are on the mind of the average person. And I'm not a conspiracy theorist. There's no way any of these people are doing this like in some sort of conspiracy forced by the Democrat Party. Of course not. There's no such thing. But it is interesting that the media grabs what happens, because that's what I think happens. You know, it just so happens these crazy people walking around the world with guns. Mentally ill people intent on doing bad things. And they could be stopped by a good person with a gun, but Democrats are intent on stopping the good people with a gun while they let every criminal out of jail. Isn't that interesting? But all I could say is that it's just unbelievably coincidental that every time something like this happens, it dominates the news media. They make the choice to dominate the cycle. And suddenly, the things that really matter, okay, are off the media headlines. Okay, not that this doesn't matter. Of course it matters. Mass shootings matter. So does massive crime wave across the country in Democrat cities and Democrat states. But what really matters is the middle class being destroyed by inflation. What really matters is the price of gas. What really matters, because no one's going to be able to get to work anymore. No one's going to be able to heat their homes anymore. And no one's going to be able to buy any food in the grocery store because it's all trucked there. Every store in America, trucks come and bring the food and bring the products, bring the furniture, bring whatever it is the store sells. And those trucks use gasoline. And it's going to become so expensive that, you know, a pound of butter is going to go up to $80.50. So, I mean, our lives are being ruined by inflation. And I'm sad to say one or two mass killings, horrible, but they're not as important at this moment as inflation. But you notice they've wiped inflation off the headlines. Now, should this be in the headlines too? Yes, they should both be in the headlines. But inflation has been kind of wiped out of the headlines. And you know what else is wiped out of the headlines? The open border and Biden trying to remove Title 42 and let everybody into the country, in which case millions will come and some of them will be murderers and they'll kill someone you love, including maybe your child. So instead of a mass murder of 19 kids in a school, which is horrible, I keep saying that so no right-wing watch or Media Matters takes it out of context. I have never said it isn't horrible and it isn't big news and it isn't an important problem in America, but it isn't as important as 20 people in mass murders happens like 20 times a year. That's 400 victims. That's 400 victims too many, right? But it's 400 victims. In the meantime, how many people are going to be murdered this year in all the big cities in America combined? Thousands and thousands and thousands. That doesn't make the headlines. How many old people are going to be eating dog food because of inflation? That doesn't make the headlines. And could all these shootings be solved? Oh, and by the way, and how many people are going to die from the vaccines and the vaccine mandate? And that's never made one headline, ever. If you look at the VAERS, it's about 30,000 now. Just under 30,000 have died, not from COVID, from COVID shots, the COVID jab. But Columbia University says multiply times 20. So that's 600,000 dead, according to Columbia University, from the COVID vaccine. After studying the VAERS, the VAERS list for the last four decades, they say you got to multiply by 20 because very few doctors actually report the deaths. So there could be 600,000 dead, and yet 20 dead is the most important news story in the world, according to the news media. I think all of those should be in the headlines. They're all important, but the media makes sure the other stories get buried because the other stories are due to the Democrats.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A gunman shot and killed 19 children and two adults in an elementary school Tuesday in Uvalde, Texas. This takes place just a week after another shooter killed 10 people in a supermarket in Buffalo, New York. Senate Minority Leader from Kentucky, Mitch McConnell.
Our country is sickened and outraged by the senseless evil that struck Robb Elementary School in Uvalde, Texas.
This, as Senate Majority Leader from New York, Chuck Schumer, says America's gun epidemic is unmatched.
There is a plague upon this nation. A plague of gun violence that has taken over this country.
Democrats are calling for more gun control legislation. Republicans say criminals will always find a way to obtain a gun and are suggesting armed guards to protect schools. This is USA Radio News.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right, the Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. And here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come
here.
Come on, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Boy, they did a beautiful wedding.
Oh, yes, and they made such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, Al, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop the senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Wait on the roof, the roof, the roof,
is on fire. Welcome back to the show. Coming to you from the house that we built here in Las Vegas, Nevada, and broadcasting all over these United States by USA Radio Network. It's funny, Scott sent this note during the break. He said that, look at the things that this mass murderer in Texas was writing online or on social media. And he says, they'll flag you at Twitter or Facebook for disinformation, quote-unquote, if you type anything about a stolen election or Hunter's laptop or the COVID vaccine deaths and vaccine injuries or the Democrat pandemic COVID numbers. But if you say, I'm going to shoot my grandmother, I shot my grandmother, or I'm going to shoot an elementary school and kill everyone in it, you're good. They don't catch you. All is good. Good point, Scott. Sponsor of this segment of the show, Energized Health, because I keep saying I want every single conservative out there to be healthy, because there's a long battle to be fought against these communist mother truckers, these horrible people, and we've got to stop them before their communist takeover of America succeeds. And you got to be in tip-top shape to do that. And I used Energized Health to change my life. I lost 25 pounds of fat, not weight, because I've never been fat a day in my life. I didn't even know I had a pound to lose, but I lost 25 pounds of fat, and it was almost all dangerous inner body visceral fat. And I gained 10 pounds of muscle in only 88 days. And now it's about 18 or 19 months later, and I literally look the best of my life, and I'll be on this program for life. How cool is that? Energized Health is offering my fans, the Wayne Allyn Root, 40% off decisive action discount, 40% off Just Say War, and you get 40% off. This is the science of inner body hydration. No one else has it. Go to energizedhealth.com, energizedhealth.com. They've got literally counselors waiting to speak to you, just normal people like you and me, coaches, counselors, whatever word you want to use. And they're not going to hard sell you. There is no hard sell. It's the science of inner body hydration. And John and Chelsea Jubilee that own Energized Health have the only patent pending in the world for a method of achieving intracellular hydration. Right now, go to energizedhealth.com. 40% off when you say war. Energizedhealth.com. We've got our guest here for the first time. First time interview with J.D. Rucker. I've seen some of his work online. I'm a fan. I enjoy his work. He's an editor at uncanceled.news and thelibertydaily.com, which, by the way, I love thelibertydaily.com. I have not seen a lot of uncanceled news, but I go to thelibertydaily.com all the time, several times a day. That and the Gateway Pundit are probably my one and two most favorite websites in the country. Your site is jdrucker.com, and it is a great pleasure to welcome you to the Wayne Allyn Root Show. JD, how are you?
Oh, I'm great. Thanks for having me, brother.
All right. So I've enjoyed your work, and I know I've seen it in many places, but I'm always at the libertydaily.com. Great site. Are you an editor there as well? Is that what you are?
I am the editor.
You're the
I
editor.
I have one.
Well, you're so is it your site? Are you the one who founded it?
No. Okay. No. That would be Matthew. Matthew's the owner. I'm his editor. We take turns. I'm actually on duty now, but he knows I was coming on this show, and he's like, oh, yeah, give me a shout-out. I said,
I'll give him a shout-out.
We're big fans. We post stuff from Gateway Pundit all the time anyway.
So yes, you do. And that's look, I just love your site. Just tell Matthew that I only found it like a year ago, and it's become literally tied for my number one site to go to, or I should say go-to site for all the news that I really need. I use the Gateway Pundit and the Liberty Daily. And if I have a third one, it's probably Zero Hedge. Those are probably my three favorites in the whole country. So, JD, great job. So let's talk about some of the topics going on. Obviously, at this moment, you know, I think the most important topic is inflation and gas prices and grocery prices and home heating oil prices and what it's going to do to America and the WHO amendment to the WHO health treaty and, of course, the open borders in Title 42. But somehow that's all been wiped off the headlines by a mass murder, a terrible mass murder. No one's whitewashing it. It's a terrible thing. But is it really more important than the end of America due to Title 42 and the open border and the WHO treaty amendment that's going on and the incredible inflation wave that's wiping out the middle class? I don't think it is, but we have no choice. Everyone's talking about guns now and the mass murder, so we'll talk about it for a little bit. So I think the most amazing thing today was Beto O'Rourke. Tell everybody what stunt he pulled today at the press conference by Governor Abbott of Texas talking about the Uvalde tragedy.
Well, yeah, you're right to call him a stunt, and that's all it was. So they're having this meeting, this town hall. I've got, you know, basically the leaders of Texas. You got Lieutenant Governor Patrick. You got Greg Abbott. You've got Ted Cruz there. Of course, the mayor of Uvalde. You know, they're all there, and they're there for the victims and the families of the victims. And this is what this was supposed to be about. Give us more details and really just make this try to start the healing process, which is always so hard. And you mentioned, yes, there's so many things going on, but when there are events like this, we do have, as a nation, we have to take the shock in, we have to address it, and then we move back to the important issues that face us. But Beto O'Rourke doesn't want to do that. He wants to make it about him, which he always does. You know, he's one of those politicians. There are certain politicians out there that they use every opportunity, everything that they do, from the moment they wake up to the moment they're asleep and probably while they're dreaming, all they're doing is thinking, how do I make political gains? How do I make this about me, about me, about me? And whenever there's a gun, a shooting, okay, the first thing that Beto O'Rourke thinks to himself is, man, I hope it wasn't a white guy. Because if it's a white guy, they're going to focus, the Democrats are going to focus on white supremacy. If it's not a white guy, they're going to make it about gun control. That's their playbook. They've been running this over and over and over again. And so when he saw, oh, it's not a white guy, oh my gosh, it's in Texas, this is great. Best day of my life, I got to figure out how to get in the news. And so he goes to this conference, and he walks up, and he starts trying to throw out accusations, and I think the best part was the responses from the politicians who were up there, especially the mayor of Uvalde, who's like, basically, he calls him, you get out of the way, you SOB, you know, using a little bit more colorful language than that. And it was absolutely amazing, you know. But, of course, he's using this to get himself in the news and to increase fundraising. And right on cue, all the leftists, all the Democrats are like, oh, yay, Beto, whatever your name is, Francis. They're all trying to go after him and say that, oh, he's great, and I'm sure that there's already been two or three donor emails going out showing how he's fighting for Texas and fighting against guns. But in reality, he's just an idiot. This is not going to help him, okay? Greg Abbott's response was stellar. And so, you know, he basically just said, look, he's trying to make it about him. He's just an idiot. We need to just focus on healing at this point and figuring out what to do about everything else later.
Yeah, you know, I think as conservatives, well, first of all, I'd be ashamed if the entire conservative movement sees, you know, 19 kids get slaughtered, and the first thing they do is blame the Democrat Party or blame a certain race of people, and thank God we don't do that. As far as I'm concerned, it doesn't matter if the guy was white or Hispanic or black, but Democrats, I think, spend all day praying to God that he's white and he uses a gun, and then they have two issues, as you just said. So, you know, this guy was Hispanic, so what? You think I'm going to blame the Hispanic race? It's just so disgusting, but to me, the one thing in common with all these mass shootings, or 99% of them, is gun-free zones. That's what you got to blame. And the Democrat Party's obsession with defunding the police, and also the Democrats' obsession, and a lot of Republicans jumped in, with giving $40 billion to Ukraine. Why don't we use that $40 billion to buy a salary for a policeman every single school in America, instead of giving $40 billion to a bunch of strangers in the most corrupt nation in the world, Ukraine, where you and I both know it's going to be divvied up by Zelensky and by American politicians and by Zelensky's, you know, cronies. So I just think those are the important issues that conservatives should focus on. Never blame this on a party per se. Never blame it on a race of people, whoever the shooter's race was. But certainly blame it on gun-free zones and defund the police. And why aren't we spending money to put a cop with a gun on every school in America? Your thoughts?
Absolutely, 100% correct. Look, $40 billion, we could have built the wall, like four of them. $40 billion,
right.
We could have put, as you said, armed police in every single school in the United States. And people are like, oh, but that'll be scary. Look, they talk out of both sides of their mouth. They say, you know, hey, if you don't need guns, but you don't need police. You know, as we stand now, when seconds count, the 911 and police are minutes away. You
right.
take away the funding, and all of a sudden it's going to be hours if they ever show up at all. But then they say, no, but you don't need to protect yourself either. Which is it? Do we need to protect ourselves, or do we need to call the police because you're trying to take away both?
Well,
and
JD,
that's what they want. They want Americans to be unsafe.
Well, J.D., we don't necessarily need to protect ourselves. If I were to put the order of who we need to protect ourselves from, first is not criminals, and first is not mass murderers. First is not car, you know, jackers or home invaders or any of those things. I think those are second, third, fourth, and fifth. Number one is protect ourselves from the government. So it's interesting they would use something like this to immediately call to take all our guns away, which would leave us completely helpless when the government comes to imprison us, kill us, take our lives away, ruin our lives, whatever they're planning to do, and you and I can see it's some bad, bad stuff. This is the perfect time for them to use it to take our guns away. I'm Jewish, and the first thing they did to the Jews in 1938 in Nazi Germany was they passed a law that no Jew could own a gun. Well, after that, Jews were defenseless and helpless, and that's when the Holocaust began. So never let them take our guns. Never.
Never once. And you're absolutely right. And it's not just even the Holocaust. You can look at every single takeover, every single hostile takeover, takeover of tyranny in any country. And it always starts with disarming the people because they know that an armed people can fight tyranny. We can fight oppression, whether it comes from domestic or foreign. And so they want that ability taken away. You're absolutely right. I hope I don't sound like I'm here for saying guns are just for self-protection from criminals. No, it's not about hunting deer. That's fine if you want to do that. It's not about protecting from criminals. That's fine. You know, that's important. But the most important thing is to make sure that we are not victims of tyranny. So you're absolutely right, sir.
J.D., do you have time to wait to the break, come back on the other side, just deal with another issue, which is the vaccines, the COVID vaccines? I've got a lot to say. I know you've got a lot to say. You got some new stats, some new information. Can you hang around?
You bet.
Okay, good. Yeah. J.D. Rucker, editor at uncancelled.news, which I'm going to have to go check out now, and thelibertydaily.com, a conservative alternative to the Drudge Report, and a really, really good one. I go there every hour of every day. And his site is jdrucker.com. My new buddy, J.D., we'll be right back. Wayne Root. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn. Has anyone ever given you $15,000 in free silver? Well, then listen up. Did you know that you can buy physical gold and silver with your IRA, SEP IRA, or 401 retirement account? It's called the Taxpayer Relief Act of 1997. You know that inflation is exploding like never before in America's history. The U.S. debt is over $30 trillion. The dollar is about to lose its status as world reserve currency. A financial nightmare is coming. You can see it. That's why I recommend that you diversify with physical gold and silver, and the company that I recommend is Gold Gate Capital. I trust them. I buy from them. Gold Gate Capital sells physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or inside your IRA, 100% insured. They have hundreds of satisfied clients and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. If you're among the first 100 calls today and tell them Wainwright sent you, they will give you up to $15,000 in free silver on your first order. Call now. 855-770-GOLD. 855-770-GOLD. That's 855-770-GOLD. Hi, folks. This is Wayne Allyn Root. I know you've heard me talk about the Liberty Project and their wonderful website, vetsandhorses.com, for quite a while now. They're headquartered at Shiloh Ranch in Southern Nevada. Shiloh Ranch was the late actor Tony Curtis's horse rescue ranch. The Liberty Project purchased the property and has repurposed it for multiple military vet programs, including rescuing and training wild Mustangs. The program is so successful, they're turning away vets who need help, and we can't let that happen. Please help support the Liberty Projects by playing in their annual golf tournament June 10th at Revere Golf Club in Henderson, Nevada. Register at vetsandhorses.com. 100% of all proceeds are used for the program to help vets and horses. 100%. Government does very little for our vets. It's up to us, freedom-loving patriots, to make it happen. Help support this great organization and enjoy a great day of golf. Register today at vetsandhorses.com. That's vetsandhorses.com. June 10th at Revere Golf Club in Henderson, Nevada. Register at vetsandhorses.com. We don't just need Republicans in Congress. We need fighters. We need men and women more worried about protecting freedom than climbing the political ladder. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root for Kyle LeBrew, an entrepreneur, America First conservative, and a candidate for Congress in Missouri's 4th District. Kyle is a Republican with strong, unapologetic conservative values. He's not one of those invisible Republicans who disappear as soon as they get elected. He's not one of those career politicians who've ruined our country to enrich themselves. Kyle knows he represents you. Kyle LaBrue stands for the Second Amendment, for holding big tech accountable for silencing conservatives, for keeping public schools from indoctrinating our kids with white guilt and gender confusion. Kyle is pro-life, supports term limits, and understands the government works for the people, not the other way around. Kyle will never support higher taxes because we are already taxed too much. Support Kyle LaBrue, a conservative fighter for Congress. Visit KyleLaBrue.com to volunteer or click the contribute button at the top of the page. Paid for by Kyle LaBrue for Congress.
Raw and unfiltered.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Wayne Allyn Root, welcome back to the show, the Root, the Root, the Root's on fire. My favorite charity is the Liberty Projects and their wonderful website, vetsandhorses.com. They're headquartered at Shiloh Ranch in southern Nevada. Shiloh Ranch was the late actor Tony Curtis's Horse Rescue Ranch, and Liberty Projects purchased Tony Curtis's Horse Rescue Ranch, and they repurposed the property for multiple military veteran programs, including rescuing and training wild Mustangs. And the program is so successful, they're turning away veterans who need our help, and we can't let that happen. We've got to help the veterans. So please help support the Liberty Projects by playing in their annual golf tournament June 10th at Revere Golf Club in Henderson, Nevada. You can register at vetsandhorses.com. 100% of all proceeds are used for the program to help both vets, military vets, and horses. And if you're listening and you don't play golf, then just make a contribution at vetsandhorses.com. And if you're listening and you do play golf, or you don't play golf, but you're somewhere in the United States outside of Vegas and you don't want to fly into Vegas for the golf tournament, then make a contribution. No matter where you're listening right now, make a contribution. vetsandhorses.com. Back with J.D. Rucker, yeah, there we go. J.D. Rucker, editor at Uncancelled.News and TheLibertyDaily.com, a conservative alternative to Drudge Report. His personal site is J.D.Rucker.com. But we're talking about some of the top stories today in the news at Uncancelled.News. And one of them would be AIDS, or otherwise known as VAIDS, when it involves the vaccines. Vaccine-acquired immune deficiency. And you've got some stories, some numbers, some new developments in that specific area. J.D. Rucker, tell us what's going on as far as are people who are fully vaccinated developing AIDS?
Well, that does seem to be the case. You know, for a while we've been drawing this conclusion from foreign data because the U.S. government wasn't giving us very much data. It's not that they didn't have it. Obviously, they were covering it up. But now, through VIRS, we've been able to decipher a lot of the data and come to the conclusion that, yeah, it's present here as well. And if anything, it's actually worse here. They're looking at basically the last 17 years worth of data. And there have been more instances of AIDS acquired from vaccinations in the last year than there were in the previous, you know, however many 16 years combined. It's not even close. Now, a lot of people will say, oh, you know, that's not uncommon. But here's the thing, and this is what we need to really, truly understand, is that right now we're talking about hundreds. And I think before you had me on, you were talking about how the data that is in VIRS is very much incomplete. Knowing that, we can extrapolate that there might only be hundreds, but that there's actually
multiplied by 20 or multiplied by 100. Columbia University, which is my alma mater, said multiply by 20 when you talk about the VIRS list. And Harvard said multiply times 100 when you talk about VAERS, which is Vaccine Adverse Event Reporting System. Multiply times 100 in a Harvard study from like 10 years ago. They said because the average doctor doesn't want to take the 45 minutes to an hour to fill out an online form at this VIRS list. They don't want to do it. They're lazy or they're tired or they're too busy, they're overwhelmed, or they just don't want to admit someone they treated is dead. So they don't go there. Nobody puts any pressure on them to go there. The victim is, you know, the victim's family's worried about a burial, a funeral. They're not worried about whether he's reporting it to the CDC. So very few things are reported. Injuries from vaccines or deaths are actually reported. So whatever's there, Columbia says multiply times 20, Harvard says multiply times 100. Either way, the numbers are small. Here's what I was going to say to you. Whether they have, J.D., whether they have AIDS, whether they have VAIDS, vaccines version of AIDS, or any other words you want to use to describe it, to me is unimportant. What's important is there may be hundreds or thousands who have, you know, full-blown AIDS because the vaccine destroyed their immune system. But my guess is there are millions who took the vaccine who are now getting, who are susceptible and getting every kind of cold. Look at the new COVID wave that's going on. Soon they'll be getting monkeypox. And they won't even know. It's because the vaccine simply hurts their immune system. Whether it's AIDS or not, let's just say lots and lots of people, almost everyone has been immunized, has a weaker immune system now than they had before they were immunized because of the COVID vaccine. That's what's making them sick.
Absolutely. And that's and here's the thing. If we're looking at this from a globalist perspective, let's say you're sitting there, you're Klaus Schwab, you're at the World Economic Forum, you're meeting with Anthony Fauci and Bill Gates, and you're trying to figure out how do we control people. They're going to say, hey, look, we got to get people on this program. Okay, if we get enough people to get vaxxed and revaxxed and boosted and reboosted and boosted again, then their immune system is going to be diminished. And as a result, they're going to need to get more boosters. They're going to get people, if we don't figure out a way to stop this, they're going to get millions, tens of millions, hundreds of millions of people completely controlled because they will be beholden to those who hold the vaccines, the boosters. If you get enough people to have their immune system destroyed by the vaccines, they will be able to have complete and total control over those people. And isn't that what the globalist agenda really is? Isn't this about control of the masses? What better way than through the vaccines?
JD, I'm with you. I think it's a combination of that, and it's also a combination of greed. I think a lot of people don't care about any of that. Doctors and medical experts and insurance companies and vaccine companies and big pharma companies just want to get rich. And this is their way of getting rich, you know, be damned whether this is killing people or hurting people. And last but not least, if you wanted China to take over the United States, this would be the way to do it because we're making our military weak and we're giving young soldiers either this VAIDS or maybe even killing them. They may be dying in record numbers. They're getting cancer in record numbers. This is how you weaken the military. It's all of the above. His name is J.D. Rucker. The website, uncancel.news, thelibertydaily.com, and his site, jdrucker.com. Check them all out. Thank you, J.D.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com,
That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Number 60134.